Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
In hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection.
And back to the politics, by the way, to finish out that article from The Hill. Two candidates, make that three candidates, are rising. Trump, Kasich, and Fiorina all rising. The rest, Bush, Walker, Rubio, Carson, Huckabee, and Paul all declining. And Ted Cruz still in the back, but remaining the same at number seven in that conversation. Well, switching politics to the scandalous type at the State House. The scandal that just keeps on giving, Todd Corser and Cindy Gamrat. This conversation going on for a while now. These two apparently had a extramarital affair, both freshman lawmakers, both Republicans, both Tea Party members. And then into this web of strangeness, I guess. Kyle Malin, the MERS News editor, here with us this morning. Some new things are coming out today, and Kyle Malin he's just the best guy to talk to about it. Kyle, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
So, yeah, what's happening today? I understand some of the investigation information might be coming out. Where are we in this strange conversation?
Well, the House Business Office last week gave the Speaker of the House, Kevin Cotter, two boxes of voluminous information on what was collected as far as interviews with people involved in this situation, documents, emails, anything that could be extracted from the office of Cindy Gamrat and Todd Corser. The Speaker's independent legal counsel at Dickinson Wright has gone through this for the past week, and today we're expected to see more specifics on how these two allegedly misused taxpayer dollars for both political and private use. And hopefully we'll get more details and see how the Speaker wants to proceed on this. There is a special committee that has been established to take a look at this. The Speaker hinted last week that we could see a hearing from this special committee as soon as this week, before Labor Day. So we'll keep our eyes on that, who he's going to appoint, how quickly they're going to meet, and what, in particular, they're going to be looking at.
Well, you know, he can't let this go too long, so I guess being a timely approach to this is probably a really good idea, because, let's be honest, it's already been a cloud, a circus distraction of sorts for a while now, and it's probably behooves the Speaker, as soon as he can clean this up and sweep this mess up, he'd like to move on, I would think.
Yeah, I think you're right. The House is coming back into session, not this week, but next week. And obviously the road funding debate is going to come back. They also have a lot of education issues they want to deal with. We've got teacher evaluation, a statewide teacher evaluation system that they'd like to set up. They also have a large third grade reading package that the chair of that committee, Amanda Price from Holland, wants to get moving on. So those, and then we've also got the Detroit school situation as well that the governor put on the table earlier this year, and that situation's even more messed up than what the city of Detroit was, in the sense that you also have, the education of children involved here in a chronically underperforming school that's in debt. So there's a lot of issues to be taken up, and this issue with Cindy Gamrat and Todd Corser has been a distraction in August, and maybe a silver lining in the fact that they couldn't get anything done on roads. But now that we're getting into fall and folks are going to be concentrating more on getting public policy done, you're right, the Speaker wants to get this done and out of the way, and I would expect both of them to be expelled by the end of September.
You think they're going to get tossed?
I do, yeah. And the reason is, I think the Speaker's known all along there was something fishy going on. If you remember back on August 7, I believe it was the date that Chad Livingood in the Detroit News published the initial the audio recordings that a former staffer made, in which the two talked about their affair and that strange email they cooked up and how that was all done on state time. And at that time, you know, remember, the speaker was out with like at 3 in the morning with a statement saying he thought that there needed to be an investigation and this needed to be looked at. And that was 3 hours in the middle of the night. I mean, the guy was on the stick. So, I mean, he, and then remember back when the business office was looking into this. He had the House voting on a special committee before he even had the information back. This guy is anxious to get this done over with. These two have been undesirable members of the caucus practically since January 1. They have been bucking the system. They have not been playing ball. They've been trying to do their own thing. They've been problem members of the caucus from the get-go, and I don't think he can wait to get them out.
So he has, I mean, is there enough meat on the bones here? And to me, you know, for as a casual observer, I would say it appears from this casual vantage point that there is. But it's pretty historic to have people thrown out that are elected people elected representatives of the people. That doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. We had an incident back in the 1880s, I believe, where they had a state representative was trying to bribe people to vote on a local measure that would benefit his district. We had, obviously, David Jay back in 2000. We had another state representative back in the 1970s who also had some issues, and he got expelled. So as far as I know, see, that's 1, 2, 3. I think this would be the fourth time in state history that this has happened. So, yeah, it's pretty historic, but, the speaker has moved so fast on this. He obviously knows something's amiss. He knows there's enough there to get them out, and he feels pretty confident about it to be pretty much out in front. I mean, he's been leading with his chin on this, and I'd be surprised if there isn't enough there to convince the rest of the members of the House that these guys need to go.
Well, there you have it, folks. There's the down low on it. That's why Kyle comes in here, because you're very well in touch with all these folks on a regular basis, so you have a very good perspective as well. And there you go. So again, real quickly before we run, when do you think this shoe will drop? Real quick.
It will happen sometime today, as far as when the details of this thing is going to come out.
All right, Kyle Malin, the editor of MERS News and a regular guest here on the Steve Guber Show. Kyle, have a great Monday, my friend.
You too, Steve.
There you have a Kyle Malin, everybody, on the Steve Guber Show. And he's always quick on that, isn't he? Always quick. At any rate, we'll be right back.